Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on this morning.
For folks who don't know what the ACLU does, explain that.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan is an impact litigation organization, and we protect the rights that are enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So free speech, free exercise of religion, establishment clause, the gamut.
Where do you get your funding from?
The ACLU is a membership organization. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. So we get our funding from grants and from individuals.
There's one topic that I want to talk about, but before we get to that, let's talk about the main focus of why I gave you a buzz. There's a gentleman who is a musician in Howell, and you feel, and he feels, that his constitutional rights were violated. Talk about that story.
Sure. Mr. Joseph Flanders, who is actually a lifelong resident of Howell, decided that he wanted to share his music with other residents outside of the Dairy Queen, which I guess is downtown in Howell. I have to admit, I'm a fairly new Michigander. I've been here for about 2 years, so I haven't made it out there yet, but I guess that's where the Dairy Queen is. And he had obtained permission from the manager of Dairy Queen to do so. And so he had played his music for, I think, a couple of weeks. I think it was close to 2 months. And had, you know, across the board received positive responses from individuals who were customers at the ice cream store. But in the beginning of June, he was approached by a couple of police officers who informed him that he was violating the city's noise ordinance and told him that he needed to stop.
How long had he been playing before he was asked to stop?
I believe that it was close to 2 months. He had started in early spring.
Was he doing this for money? Could people throw him tips?
My understanding was that his guitar case was open. If folks enjoyed the music, they were more than able to put money in there. But this was really about his enjoyment of music and sharing that with folks who were there.
Was his music amplified? Was there an amplifier there?
No, he did not have amplified music. And actually, the manager of the store mentioned that the cars going by on the street were actually louder than the music that he was playing.
All right, so you got a guy who's playing music in front of the Dairy Queen. He's got management's permission. He's not blaring metal rock and roll, if you will. Not that there's anything wrong with metal rock and roll. But he's just out there playing, much like you see if you go down to the Keys and you see the entertainers there. And then after a couple months, after a few months, the city decides that they don't like this and ask him to stop. Obviously, he had a problem with that, and it seems like his rights may have been violated. You're involved, so what's going on now?
Sure. Well, I should say we actually have had some really positive and productive conversations with city officials in Howell, and we actually are confident that we are going to be able to resolve this quickly and amicably, which we're really looking forward to, and looking forward to the city of Howell actually becoming a model that other cities can follow as well. The problem that we had was the policy, the noise ordinance, that he was cited for violating was unconstitutionally broad. The government does have a right to place reasonable restrictions, time, place, and manner restrictions on what is called content-neutral speech, so something that has nothing to do with the subject of what you're talking about. But, for example, the government could say you can't blare your radio extremely loudly at 2 in the morning in a residential area. That's a reasonable time, place, and manner. But unfortunately, the noise ordinance that was in place at the time was extremely broad, and that, coupled with the fact that there was no permit process for individuals to play on public streets, essentially acted as a complete ban. It said that there was no musical instrument that could be played at any time, in any place, at any volume that would annoy or disturb any person in the vicinity.
Well, that sounds like the anti-skateboarding ordinance you see around and how many kids we have who are into skateboarding.
So the problem here is that the Supreme Court has made very clear that playing music is a form of expression that is explicitly protected by the First Amendment. And you have a First Amendment right to play music, and folks have a First Amendment right to hear music in a public place like the sidewalk.
So you sent a six-page letter to Howell City Manager Shay Charles, mm-hmm. and since then there's been some positive dialogue.
Yes, Mr. Charles has been really open to our dialogue with him. As he had actually mentioned previously, he had, I think, said in an interview with a newspaper, if folks have any citations they want to show us and any facts of the law that they want to talk with us about, we're more than open to it. We sent a letter in response, and since then we've had a number of positive conversations with him, and we are hopeful that we can amend the ordinance and bring City of Howell's practices with respect to the ability to play music on public sidewalks in accordance with the Constitution.
Well, it just so happens Mr. Shay Charles is going to be on this program tomorrow morning, and he said the same thing when I spoke to him on Friday, that he's had some great dialogue and that he believes that you're going to be able to find resolution. So when do you suspect that you will have some resolution?
I believe that Mr. Charles probably is in a better position to answer that question, but I know that one thing that we're hopeful about is that we can get this through before the season, which I have been long enough in Michigan to know is fairly short. The season for ice cream ends, so that we can get Mr. Flanders back out there so he can enjoy his time and folks can enjoy listening to him at Dairy Queen.
All right, so he's not playing there now, and I would imagine you hope this gets taken care of before you would have to go to court.
For sure. We are fully confident that we will be able to settle this in an amicable way, with the City of Howell.
We are talking with Jesse Rossman, who's a general staff attorney for the ACLU. And Jesse, before I let you go, I hope I'm not throwing you a left-hand turn, but I just wanted to get your general thoughts on what's been going on at Ground Zero in New York. I'm sure you've probably heard that there has been two different groups, one for the proposed mosque to be built on the grounds of where what happened at 9/11 and the loss of the World Trade Centers. And then there's been a group who's totally against it. And here you have two different factions going at it. You've got one group that says, you know, this shouldn't be built here. This is hallowed ground. Many of the folks who support this support violence against America. And then you have the other people who said this country was founded on freedom of religion and everyone should be here. And I just wanted to get what you think the legal take on this is.
Well, I think that folks in New York would probably be a little bit better to answer that. But what I can tell you is that, the when the president spoke on this issue, and I think that both sides have actually ended up agreeing with this, that the right for individuals to set up a community center that is two blocks away from Ground Zero is well established and protected by the Constitution, as is the right of folks to be able to voice their opinions against it. Incidentally, both of those are in the First Amendment. In terms of the policy issues about whether people should or should not, that's a separate issue. It's also not a legal question. But the legal right of folks to be able to freely practice their religion in this country is something that I actually think neither side has contested and is very clearly protected by the Constitution.
All right, Jesse. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.